Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here.
What a great song. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating Veterans Day here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Not going to talk about a lot of business on today. We'll talk a little bit. We're going to talk about veterans in business. And as startups, but as business owners, but employees. But first, we have to establish some history. And welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm also a veteran. And Kenneth Davis is here. Kenneth, as you know, is one of our resident historians in the Brain Trust. We have two, by the way. And Ken is one of them, and he's the guy who wrote all the books on history. Don't know much about history, my favorite. Don't know much about American presidents, the whole series, the whole franchise on the don't know much about topic. Also, other books, important books, like A Nation Rising and several others. Many of you have seen him on television. You've heard him on other radio shows, and he's a very important member of our Brain Trust. Ken Davis, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. A pleasure to be with you, especially on this very important day in our nation's history, and a day that we think about the past, and not to be mercenary at this moment, but the book that that really reflects on much of what we're talking about today is my most recent one. It's called A Hidden History of America at War, and a large theme in that book is how we have treated the people who go to war for us, mm-hmm. both while they're fighting and when they come home. Yeah. And it hasn't been a happy history.
It has not been. And I do want to talk about that in a minute. In fact, I've got that book right in front of me. That's as I alluded to before I mentioned you on the show here. I do want to talk about that because that is something we have to talk about. But first, let's establish some history. The early iteration of what we now call Veterans Day came a lot earlier than it was officially declared as a holiday, wasn't it?
That's right. I was up early this morning and I tuned in the television and was watching as London reached 11 a.m. local time and Big Ben tolled 11 times because it was on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month that the war in Europe came to an end, at mm-hmm. least the shooting did. Mm-hmm. It would be a while before what we called World War I was settled by a peace treaty, but on November 11th in 1918, mm-hmm. The cessation of hostilities in Europe during what we called, what they called then the Great War.
The Great War, the war to end all wars, if only.
Later
right?
it was called the war... later it was called the War to End All Wars.
If
one of the most tragically senseless and destructive periods in all history came to an end with the armistice. Mm-hmm. A year later, on June 1919, the war was settled with the Treaty of Versailles. But the date of November 11th became a national holiday of remembrance in many of those allied victorious allied nations. And on November 11th, 1919, President Wilson proclaimed the first Armistice Day, as it was mm-hmm. called. And that's what we celebrated for the next few decades, by 1939, of course, the dream of a war to end all wars had ended, and what was once called the Great War became World War I. In 1954, after both World War II and the Korean War, under President Eisenhower, the Armistice Day was renamed to create a holiday that recognized the veterans of all of America's conflicts, and that is how we began to mark Veterans Day. It was changed briefly to a Monday holiday in 1971, and that was switched back to the November 11th date because there was so much objection to it.
There's a little bit of controversy over the origins of Veterans Day. Ken, it's come to my attention. You know, as you know, I report on this every year. I've written some articles about it. I've gone back. I've done as much research as I could. I looked at pictures. I looked at, you know, the people who were there at the signing. I connected all the dots. And so I have given Al King credit for being the person who initiated the idea, because he did it in response to his cousin who died in World War II. Or I should say his nephew, who died in World War II at the Battle of the Bulge. And he started that in the 40s, right? And he's even shown in the picture with the president signing the Veterans Day document. But it's come to my attention recently that a guy named Raymond Weeks from Birmingham, Alabama, simultaneously apparently started it. In fact, there about half the country recognizes Raymond and about half the country recognizes Al. So it's funny that they both kind of got the same idea at about the same time, and it doesn't really matter whose idea it was. But if you go look at the records, if you go look up the history online, you'll see two different names there, two different stories.
Well, it's like a lot of holidays, you know. Certainly, we talk about Memorial, the same thing with Memorial Day, because every town in America seems on credit for having come
and
up
with Labor Day. Labor Day is the same thing.
Yeah. So holidays always have this, oh, we were first kind of thing. And you know, it's interesting sometimes. But
that's kind of an American thing, isn't it? We're darn competitive, right?
I
don't think
so.
This happens. I don't think this happens in Liechtenstein, Ken.
Jim, I mentioned Memorial Day, and I want to bring that up. Perhaps you were going to ask about it. But so many people still say to me they're confused between the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And it's a very simple but important distinction. Veterans Day that we're marking today is to honor all those who have served. Memorial Day was specifically created, though, to honor those who died in service to the country.
And that goes back to the Civil War.
That goes back to the Civil War.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I'm glad you pointed that out. You're exactly right about that. Folks, Memorial Day is for those who paid that last full measure, as Abraham Lincoln said, to a grateful nation. And Veterans Day are those who suited up and put themselves in a position to serve one way or the other. Ken, hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, please.
Don'tknowmuch.com, and my quick history of Veterans Day is right on the front page right now with some links to the Veterans History Project of the Library of Congress.
Check it out. America's Hidden History. That's Ken's new book. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Veterans Day. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.